What do you know, that part of the walnut that might stain your fingers when you pick them?
That's the hull on there. Mm-hmm. You take them, knock them through a hole, you know. You get most of that hull off, I mean, they're dry. Mm-hmm. I used to go out here and get a few every year and bring them here, and my wife makes cookies with the black walnut cookies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is the hull the hard or the soft part?
Hard. The hull is the inside, the outside is green stained. It's, you know, when you get that off a walnut, well, then the next is a hard shell, and then the next inside the goodies.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any of these nuts that, you know, you see them a lot of times around Christmas? They're kind of long and flat and kind of gray color.
Real nuts and stuff like that, we don't have them here. We don't have the English walnut here. Mm. All we got is pecans and hickory nuts. We used to have a lot of chinkapin. They're a little bitty small ones. They're good. We used to have quite a few of them.
Can you get almonds around here?
Yeah, you can get them, but they're chipped in here. I don't know where most of them raised either.
Is there anything in particular you'd call a piece of land that has a lot of grass growing on it but nothing else?
Meadow. Hay meadow, meadow, pasture.
Mm-hmm. Or say a land that wasn't good for anything because it has water on it all the time.
That'd be your swampland, might say, swampland.
Is there much of that around here?
Not too much. Down the bottom is a little of it, but you know what they do with that? Just all this bottom farm I was raised on, Bear Creek down here, that is all called swampland. Mm-hmm. When they got the timber out of it, why, they had to cross lay the road to pull it out on. Mm-hmm. But after they got all that out of that and we cleared it up, well, we had to ditch it then. We ditch it to the, run ditch it all around to it. Mm-hmm. And dig them with a shovel. Now they got ditching machines and everything, you know. Didn't have much of that when I was young.
Take the water off it pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah, it drained right over pretty good.
Are there, you know, is there any fresh water flowing along around here, you know? Just little
creeks and rivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get quite a bit of that. We got a lot of spring branches down in the south part of the county here. Some big springs all up here on the north of us, we got some big springs.
Is a spring bigger than a creek?
No, creek, it's usually a spring fed or something, the creek is.
Do these creeks around here have names?
Have what?
They have names?
Oh yeah, Clear Creek. Up this way, I know one or two. One of them is 6 Mile Creek, the other one is 2 Mile Creek. It's 6 Mile to 2 Mile, and then 2 Mile to 6 Mile. That's up here on Polk County.
They
don't have any black people in Polk County up here.
No?
Hmm. Between here and Walden, I believe, closest.
Is that right? Hmm. It's like that in, some parts of western Tennessee, too.
Yeah.
Do you have any of these places around here, you know, where some water flowing along might have cut out the land until it got kind of deep?
Called it erosion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, a lot of that goes on. That's the reason it's there, some of these hills, and they can stop that. Mm-hmm. You can get a good stand of grass on it, stop it, too.